Oh yeah, okay. Double A's, double S, double T. Bertha's surname has only one, and Mary's surname contains the word Brach, which is informal French for crazy, and Mond, which is German for moon, which is associated with craziness. Doubleness abounds here. Isn't this the most curious series of linguistic coincidences? Each of the three great ladies painted almost only women. Mary's paintings portray many mothers with children, and during my brief perusal, I only found one painting, the boating party featuring a man. He is dressed in black and has his back turned to the viewer as he is working at the oars of a rowboat, while a girl and her mother view him as if he were an alien creature. Indeed. Us men, we get the shaft. I was just talking to some people about that, you know, how our culture glorifies the beauty of women and men. Well, what are we? We are breadwinners, workers. That same is true. Okay, where are we?
Yeah, we got a few minutes left here, Pete.
Okay, let's see what else I have here. This is photos in Mexico. Believe it or not, that's a church
You
not
took
far.
these probably.
I did. A friend took them at the time, actually, but yeah, there you go. I got, and I find more and more of this stuff here. This is the Illuminati triangle or the Masonic triangle with the sunburst.
Yeah, the sunburst, that's.
Yeah, children's
Is that
head.
Masonic or Jesuit?
It's yeah, the same people in any case.
Yeah, there's the IHS.
Yeah, right. And here we have maybe Joseph
That's the
holding a
Society of
square.
Jesus,
Not the
isn't
right
it?
angle. Pardon?
IHS is Society of Jesus, is it not?
Yeah. But I liked because it has the letter S there and H, and the cross looks like a T. And the J often looks like an I.
Oh, IHS is a crystallogram, a monogram of Jesus's name that became closely associated with the Society of Jesus, better known as the Jesuits. So it's a
Yeah,
history.
well,
That's what
I
it
think
means.
it's another mockery, it's a joke. These letters spell the word shit.
All right.
You know. Just have to read backwards and clockwise.
And
The J was,
over time, it
pardon?
also read as initials for Latin phrases like "Iesus hominum salvator," Jesus,
Yeah, of
Savior of
course.
Men.
Yeah, it's easy to make up better explanations, but I like mine. We've got the swan bleeding and the little swans feeding on its blood. What sick people invent this iconography? It's supposed to be Jesus, I guess, and the world feasting on his blood. Ah, cannibal jokes. In Prague, Central Europe. The city of Prague, they have something called the plague. Oh, plague columns are all over Central Europe. They're really obelisks, I guess, and they're supposed to be in memory of the plagues that plagued most of Europe, supposedly. And this is one of those plague columns with the sunburst and a circle inside, and there's a triangle with an eye in the center. Can you believe this stuff? You know, oops. Ah, there we go. Just in your face. And you know, it's in the city of Prague. The letter R and L, in terms of pronunciation, are very, and you know, where the tongue and the mouth, how they work, are very similar, and were not always distinguished in early writings. So Prague looks a lot like plague. Just change the R into an L. The whole city is named after disease. How do you like that? And it has a monument dedicated to that.
Interesting.
Yeah. The mockery never stops. This is, I think there's a close-up of the foot of the Statue of Liberty, which is attached to a chain, which, however, is broken and is a nice reference to Revelation 20, verses 1 to 3, where an angel came down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, put a seal on him. Yeah. But he would be released for a little while. Anyway, he was chained. So this is a reference to that. The chain is broken. You could say it's a sign of the freedom of the slaves and all the poor people of Europe who came to America for freedom. Or it's a satanic, what's the word?
Reference?
Yeah, reference. And well, other people have pointed out that the Statue of Liberty is very occult with that.
Yes.
Yeah, pointed crown on its head. I'd like to do Picasso's Guernica, but we can save stuff for another show.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We're up against the hour, so that was good. Very good, Peter. I liked it.
Great.
And sorry, I wasn't going to take any calls tonight because we're a little close to the end there. So I just want to let you have time to finish. So we'll take calls next time, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, we got plenty for next class, next show.
And you sent something to me earlier about Epstein and
capitalism. Yeah.
This story never ends.
I know. I was just going to say that, of course, they released this so-called information, and they know that we can't prove anything.
No.
And never will. And I think they also know that although it's already a horrible story, especially since they just tantalized us with talk about Epstein and cannibalism, I think
they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink under this guy's name at this point.
Right.
Ridiculous.
It is. But what's even more horrifying is that although these stories are horrifying or horrible, the truth is much worse.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the truth is? I think the truth has been completely obfuscated at this point.
I think the truth is that behind these stories of individuals and small numbers of people supposedly committing cannibalism, there is a massive crime family. This family is not the right word anymore, since I'm counting. I suspect they number in the millions now, and they're probably continuing their cannibal practices with modern technology, not the way I've exposed in other shows, but with other ways of cooking, and maybe mostly just using adrenochrome. But I suspect they can't resist continuing their ways as an expression of their superiority over us mere livestock.
Yeah. My take is that this came from actually Maggie. She wrote to me and she said one reason that she thinks it's fake is because they only mention old men, older men, and powerful men with girls. But that's not how old men roll that have money.
Well, the child abuse story and the pedophilia, I'm suspicious about that too. Is that really something that rich people get off on when they can afford the best?
They don't need to pay for it if they, and it doesn't have to. They wouldn't pay a goofball like Epstein to procure any of these individuals. No. And the other thing is the older men. They're pederasts. They go after young boys. They don't deal with girls. They like boys.
Yeah, I suppose. Although I'm starting to think that doesn't, you know, although they are sadists, but is there much pleasure to be gotten out of that, really? Just even if you're in the, even if you are the pederast rather than the victim. I don't know.
Yeah, the story's getting long in the tooth. It's too much.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah, good. I like art.
Yeah, it was my thing. I had some potential, but I...
Oh, you were an artist yourself.
Yeah. I could actually do a show on one of my art pieces, and I plan to, but in the future.
Okay, that sounds good.
In the future, because one of my... I have my own ideas about what art should be doing, and it's not self-expression, or it's not that simple.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds good. All right. Well, and you're in Mexico, and allegedly Puerto Vallarta is locked down, or Jalisco is locked down. It's all... I don't see any evidence that anything happened other than they set a couple cars on fire. So,
yes.
You think that's all BS as well? Do you think there are any cartels really running Mexico, or it's the government, or what's your take on that?
I guess it's the organized with the government's compliance, and it's to keep people in a state of fear and believing they need their government to protect them. Yeah.
Do you see any evidence that cartels run the place that you're in?
No, I only hear rumors.
So there's no real evidence that everyone is living in fear of the cartels.
Mexican National Police do like to parade around with guns and pickup trucks with armed men standing in the backs. But that's about it. It's a kind of circus, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know because I don't live there. I don't really probably intend to live there either. So you're down there, though. I guess the only major saving grace is the weather. It's warmer than here.
Yeah, admittedly, that was my main motive.
Maybe. Everything else is secondary. But we should do a show on Mexican drug cartels.
Yeah, well, I don't know much about it. I did have an ex-girlfriend show me pictures of cartel boys dressed in Crusader. What's it? One of those one of those secret societies, costumes. It was quite funny. Childish stuff, really. Halloween stuff.
All right, Pete, thanks for coming by tonight. And tomorrow should be Tim Osman. It's Monday. I think it's Tim Osman. Yeah, we moved him to Monday. And everyone, we'll talk to you tomorrow. And Pete, we'll talk to you next Sunday. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.